This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. Israel faced an escalating conflict on two fronts Thursday, scrambling to quell riots between Arabs and Jews on its own streets after days of exchanging deadly fire with Islamist militants in Gaza. Defense Minister Benny Gantz ordered a massive reinforcement of security forces to quell mob violence across the country, where police stations have been attacked and people savagely beaten on both sides. Despite global alarm and diplomatic efforts to halt the spiraling violence, which U.S. President Joe Biden said he hoped would end sooner than later, hundreds of rockets again tore through the skies over the Gaza Strip overnight. In Gaza, 83 people were reported killed since Monday, including 17 children, and more than 480 people wounded as heavy bombardment has rocked the crowded coastal enclave. Seven have died in Israel in that time. Israel's Civil Aviation Authority said it had diverted all incoming passenger flights headed for Tel Aviv's Ben Gurion Airport to Ramon Airport in the south as air raid warnings once more went off across Israel. China expressed a, quote, high degree of concern, end quote, Thursday over deadly clashes between Israel and Palestinians and urged the United Nations Security Council to do more to de-escalate tensions and implement a two-state solution. Friday, the Security Council is to hold another emergency meeting after Tunisia, Norway, and China urged the body to reconvene despite resistance from the U.S., which acts as a diplomatic shield for ally Israel. A three-day ceasefire agreed by the warring Taliban and Afghan government came into force Thursday as the countries celebrate Eid al-Fitr after weeks of deadly violence. This is VOA News. China accused the United States Thursday of holding hostage the right of athletes to participate in the Winter Olympics after Washington warned Beijing would use the games to hide human rights abuses. The run-up to the games, due to be held early 2022 in Beijing, is being dominated by politics. Human rights groups and some U.S. politicians have urged a boycott, pointing to China's mass internment of ethnic minorities in the western region of Xinjiang and other allegations of abuse. China's foreign ministry spokesperson took issue with an annual U.S. report on religious freedom concerns in China, saying Washington had, quote, no right to accuse China on the human rights issue, end quote. She said America's own record on rights was very shameful and that claims of abuses were an attempt to, quote, interfere in China's internal affairs, end quote. Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro has indicated he's ready to restart halted talks with the exiled opposition leader, according to state media. Negotiations between the two rivals have been at a standstill since August 2019, when Juan Guaido, currently in exile, despite being internationally recognized as the nation's leader. Norway has taken on the role of mediator between the government and the opposition as Venezuela faces political and economic crisis. The comments come after Guaido proposed an agreement that would see general elections held in exchange for the lifting of U.S. sanctions. Republicans ousted Republican Representative Liz Cheney from her House leadership post Wednesday for her persistent repudiation of Donald Trump's election falsehoods. The move underscores the hold the defeated and twice impeached former president still has on his party. The banishment urged by Trump and other top Republicans showed his ability to upend the careers of antagonists. Cheney insisted she'll keep trying to pull the party away from him and his, quote, destructive lies, end quote. Two climbers from the United States and Switzerland have died on Mount Everest, the first fatalities of this year's season. On average, around five climbers die every year on the world's highest peak. But in recent seasons, Everest has seen a surge in the number of climbers, leading to overcrowding that has been blamed for multiple deaths. Of the 100 cities worldwide most vulnerable to environmental hazards, all but one are in Asia, and four-fifths are in India or China, according to a risk assessment published Thursday. Across the globe, more than 400 large cities with a total population of 1.5 billion are at high or extreme risk due to some mixture of life-shortening pollution, dwindling water supplies, deadly heat waves, or natural disasters. Via remote, Diane Roberts, VOA News.